Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're gonna play on. Stand strong. With Trollo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Pump up the volume. It's time to play ball. With Trollo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
Jimmy Kane.
Jimmy. 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 Jimmy.
Nice.
No. Ray. Jimmy.
No. Give me the hurricane. Ray. Give me the hurricane.
Jimmy. It's great.
What a mix.
It's great.
Do I have a question for you?
Unfortunately, Lo, we don't have time for your material. It's Joe Lo and Dibs. Coz is in for Joe, who is very glad he's not around for whatever that passed for during the break. I'm sorry. I've been better.
That break.
We'll go ahead and leave that.
Yes, we will.
Right where it is.
Please.
Big story today, Zion Williamson and what happened last night, 33 seconds in to the Duke-North Carolina game.
Brutal.
He made a pivot. He made a cut. His foot rips through his shoe, his Nike, obliterated. He goes down, sprains his knee, leaves the game, and the sports world is reacting accordingly. Lo, you seem to think that Zion Williamson's going to come out smelling like a rose or smelling like money after that.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. I'm telling you, the guy won. It's crazy. I'm happy that he's getting here. I'm glad he's not really injured that bad. It's a sprained knee. I think he's done for the year, unfortunately. I know everyone wanted to see Zion play at Duke and get into the tournament and see what happens because they've probably been the number one seed. He's done. He's finished. Caputo. I think when you look at what happened, here's a situation. Now, what do you do when you're Zion? Next, you know, you're going to be out for 2 weeks. The tournament starts in four. Why would you put that? Why would you go at risk and go out there and play again? I don't think that he will. I don't think that he should. I think that his representation, whether it's his father, his parents, whatever it may be, is going to tell Zion he's done. And when it comes to the Nike deal, I think Nike's going to win. I think that how do they do this? How do they fix this? It's simple. If I'm Nike, this is what I do. If I got some music, I'm going to tell you with Nike, here's my campaign. Wow. I see what Joe's... Wow.
I think that's what your campaign would do, fall flat. Because
yeah, I get your campaign right here.
He will sign with anyone but Nike. He will sign with Big Baller Brand before he signs with Nike.
888-957-9570. We got Anthony Slater coming up in 5 minutes to take a look at the Warriors' second half, the outlook for the Dubs, and obviously tonight's game against the Sacramento Kings.
Does he have a list of Warriors' things they need to do?
No, what he has is 7 storylines, Jim.
7?
Yes. And
he
maybe,
did Monty Poole's.
Monty had 5. Anthony Slater had 7. And I'm sure tonight, by the time you get to Kings pregame, you're going to have 9 things to look at.
9 things to look at for the Warriors this year.
For the Sacramento Kings, you know. I tell you what, it's, you know, Willie Cauley-Stein is our number 3 thing to watch. 888-957-9570. Hit us on the Chilton Auto Body text line at 957-95. Jay is in San Jose. He wants to weigh in on the Zion Williamson question. Good morning, Jay.
What's up, fellas? Hey, I'm 100% behind Lo. Lo, if I was you, I probably wouldn't have said anything because that marketing campaign, that strategy that you're using, is they okay with me?
It's hot, huh? It's hot.
You talk about having somebody. No, you're talking about having somebody by the short and curlies. I wouldn't play another second for Duke. Hey, you're talking about $500 million guaranteed. Nobody has more money than Nike to offer. Nobody can do what Nike's going to do. And they're both going to come out smelling like roses. Hey, I love you guys. Love you, Cozy. And I'm out.
You're a good man, Jay.
Thank you for calling, Jay. So Jay is in lockstep with you, Lo. That
my commercial campaign is unfreaking believable. And you know it, Dibs. You were like foaming at the mouth when you heard it. And you were like, wow, Lo, that was pretty strong.
Well, the first time when you set it up and then you threw to it blindly, you threw a no-look pass to nobody.
I thought I was playing Steph, the bounce pass. And I thought he was going to go up and get it. But instead, Steven, I should have known, He's a rookie.
Nice uptick. You know that he's no Giannis.
So I think it was, wasn't that World Wide West's fault?
We are running with the
like,
twos today.
I like passing
away. Wes said, no. Wes, it is radio.
He Dikembe'd me.
I'm a three-year vet, dog. You got to prepare me.
You better recognize, too, as I think what he wanted to follow up with.
Did you hear the tease that Dibs went into the break? He gave a tease. Lowe's going to tell you why. It's going to be okay. Then I started talking. I thought you usually prepared. Where there's smoke, there's what? This is my campaign. This is my
good
campaign
save
for Nike and also for Zion. You was out there in his shoe blown out on the court for the world to see. They got to make it, build it bigger. They got to build it stronger. They have to acknowledge that they messed up. And if Nike can build this around Zion with the $6 million man kind of music behind us and now call it the $6 billion man shoe, when you think about this guy going to Nike and they put him in those things and show all the things and technology that's going out that shoe to make it bigger, stronger, make him faster, without a doubt, this campaign will be huge. So Nike, give your boy a shout. I just gave you guys Zion and gave you guys the best campaign imaginable.
The $60 billion Zionic man.
Oh, my God.
We can rebuild him.
That's hot.
Bigger.
We can rebuild him.
Stronger. Faster than he was before. Da-na-na-na.
I'm just telling you, boys, once Nike's done with their weak pitch,
you getting the Holy Ghost?
Adidas over comes flying through the door, and they're just going to keep showing over and over on a loop. Hey, Zion, see those Nikes you're wearing? Oh, that's you falling and almost having your life ripped from you. He's never going to wear another Nike shoe again.
You're funny.
It's over.
I would be in the same camp as you, Jim, and I think you're right as it pertains to my personal feelings. But Lowe lays out a great case because if you're Nike and you see what took place last night, and now you've seen what happened in the stock market? Nike stock down 1.5%. And this incident so dramatic that Nike actually released a statement saying, quote, "We are obviously concerned and want to wish Zion a speedy recovery. The quality and performance of our products are of utmost importance. While this is an isolated occurrence, we are working to identify the issue." So Nike's stock has reacted. Nike's company has reacted. So the best way to put this behind you would be to go out and sign Zion Williamson and make it good. Let's get an expert voice in here. We got Anthony Slater. Okay. I'm leaning toward your camp, Lowe.
Okay, that's all.
But
that's
I'm not only quite ready to sit okay.
So just
in the same
real
pew.
Quick, you like what
let's
I said and you like what Lowe said.
I personally.
Good HR.
Thank you very much. Anthony Slater from The Athletic joins us here on 95.7 The Game as I try to keep some semblance of order here. Anthony, thanks for joining us. We'll go to you. On this topic, I'm sure by now you've seen the Zion Williamson shoe incident. What do you think Zion's going to do, and how would you react if you were Zion as it pertains to playing for Duke or choosing a shoe in the future?
Well, I mean, number one, I just do what he wants. You know, the kid wants to play in March Madness. It's his one chance in his life to do it. It's, you know, some people would find that super fun, super exhilarating. They'd be the favorite to win the national title. That would be an experience. You know, that is very rare for a human. But if, you know, he's more focused on getting to the draft, making sure he's preserving his body, getting the millions he's going to get in shoe money, and, you know, he'll get what probably starting around like $7-8 million as the number one pick, then he should do that. I mean, really, it's his choice. So whatever he kind of prefers there. As far as the shoe goes, I mean, that was kind of unbelievable. I know everyone's kind of talking about the injury, but I think it just shows what kind of crazy athlete he is. I mean, like busting out of his shoe. Did you see the picture the other day where his fingers were like denting the basketball? I mean, the guy's just a crazy athlete.
He is. But
you know, I maybe Nike can spin this forward. They can try to, you know, lock him down to a shoe deal early and maybe say they'll like build some type of shoe that this would never happen with him before. But yeah, it was just like a crazy thing to happen because, you know, I mean, Nike's a pretty proven company that, you know, normal athletes don't bust out of their shoes like that.
All right. That's going to be an interesting story to follow. I want to get into Warriors final 25 games as they kind of hit that stretch run towards the playoffs and ready themselves for the important season for them. What can DeMarcus Cousins do that changes the Warriors? I mean, they're already the best team in the game. What can DeMarcus Cousins do to make them the unstoppable force, even more so than maybe they are? I know it's hard to come up with questions to follow the stinking Warriors. They're so darn good. But to me, DeMarcus is one of the big stories to follow the final 25.
For sure. I think he's got to hit threes. You know, remember he came back in that Clipper game, and I think he went 3 of 4 from three, and it was the first time, I think the stat was since like 2010, the Warriors starting center hit 3 threes in a game. Well, he's like 3 of 20 since then or something like that from three, and I think his legs kind of got a bit tired. That's what happens when you come back from injury. You got the adrenaline, but then eventually you play enough games over a couple weeks and you kind of get fatigued. Well, now he's had the break. Does he come back and can he shoot it at, you know, a 38% type clip like he did last season in New Orleans? I think that would just really help them because that's the one thing this team lacks a little bit, which is it's fringe three-point shooters. Obviously, they got the main guys, some of the, you know, probably the greatest shooters ever in the game, but you know, their bench last year was last in bench threes, and it would just help to have another spacer out there. And then I just think the efficiency overall, I think his last six games he was shooting like 37% overall. They're trying to isolate him. They're trying to get him more comfortable. He's doing a lot of, you know, isolation moves against bigger centers, and he just doesn't have the lift yet. He had a 5 of 15 shooting night. Remember, he was inefficient against Joel Embiid. He had a 4 of 17 shooting night. So they just, if he's going to be a high usage guy, which, you know, he's their fourth best offensive player, he's going to get, you know, probably double digit shots per game. They need him to make more shots than he is right now.
Anthony Slater joining 95.7 The Game. Anthony, when you look at this team, and we understand the starting five, who they are and what they bring to the table, and Andre and Livingston has some experience, and we see Looney as well. Besides those guys that I named, especially in with the backup role, Looney, Iggy, and Livingston, who else needs to play big in your opinion?
You know, Alphonso McKinney's kind of in that ninth man slot right now. I think it's up for grabs, but I think they want to give it to McKinney because they view him as the most playoff-like player, which is, you know, a longer wing, a 3-and-D type wing that against the Houston Rockets is going to be needed in
sure.
Switch, you know, like a more switch-heavy game. So they've been playing him the most in that ninth man role, and he's very new to the NBA, as everyone knows. I mean, he kind of just burst on the scene this year, a very unlikely story. And he, you know, he had that really good opening month where I think he was hitting about 45% of his threes. That's kind of, you know, stabilized. He's now in the low 30s and he gets exploited sometimes defensively. He's a little skinny, but he, you know, they like that he has no fear out there. You know, he's a 26-year-old. He's pretty mature. I think he relishes, the situation he's been in, and he's just super, energized out there, but they really are trying to get him ready for playoff-type basketball because they do believe that they're going to have to play him, unless they add another wing, but I'm not sure there's another wing capable of playing out there on the potential buyout market or in the G League. So he's the guy I think they're going to need for, you know, 12 important minutes per night against the really good teams.
Anthony Slater covers the Warriors for The Athletic here on 95.7 The Game. We've been liberally borrowing from your 7 storylines to enter the stretch run story, and I want to ask you about your number 4, which is, can Draymond Green morph the defense back into a top 5 unit? First, can he, in your opinion? And secondly, does it even matter for a team that is this offensively gifted?
Yeah, you know, I think it does. I mean, history says you're supposed to be a top 10 defensive unit to win the title. Now, the Warriors kind of bucked that trend a little bit last year where they were 11th in the regular season. But then they, remember, I mean, Draymond did not have a good defensive year last year. Then they went into the playoffs and they were the top team. I think they had like a 99.1 defensive rating in the playoffs last year. Draymond was everywhere. I remember him right away in that Spurs series. He was guarding LaMarcus Aldridge and it was like, oh, the real Draymond Green has returned. He was flying around everywhere. The energy was back. The focus was back. So I think in the playoffs they have to play, you know, they can't have a 109 defensive rating in the playoffs. I don't expect them to because, again, Draymond Green will play a lot more focused down. Does his body hold up? That's the big question. Obviously, he had the toe issue this year, and that's something that, you know, they sat him out for long enough to where it feels pretty good, but that stuff doesn't really go away. It's almost like a turf toe type situation. So does that flare back up? The knee is, like, you know, a constant problem ever since his college days. Does he have tendonitis come back at the wrong time? You know, how's the shoulder hold up with the shot? You know, sometimes the shot, if it's really in a bad place, it kind of affects his confidence elsewhere. So, you know, it's really the story of the next few years of this franchise beyond obviously Kevin Durant's future is how does Draymond Green's body hold up as a 6'5", basically. He's listed at 6'7", but he's really a 6'5", undersized center, trying to survive in this league as long as possible. And this is just another year of wear and tear on the body. How does he handle it?
Anthony, how do you feel Steve Kerr, what does he need to do and what does he have to do in order to keep this team on the right track?
You know, I mean, that's a good question. He just got to pick and choose his moments to, you know, spike clipboards into the ground and break them, or moments that, you know, kind of deliver his wise words. But he has a track record of picking and choosing at the right time. I mean, he's won 3 titles in 4 years. Obviously, that's about the talent, but that's about the way he pushes buttons, the way he has this whole, like, strength in numbers mantra, which sometimes gets mocked a little bit, but I think that keeps everyone engaged during the regular season. And, you know, I think he gives, you know, he just has the right touch with the with this type of team, as far as he gives them a lot of off days during the season. He doesn't take regular season games mostly too serious, but at the same time, he knows he needs to build back habits at the right time. I think he's really going to try to rev them up over the next few weeks, to kind of show them what their peak level is like again, and then maybe, you know, pull it back for the last couple weeks of the regular season if they can get some separation at that number one seed. So it's just about him reading what time of the year it is, what each game needs, what each press conference needs. You know, he's always very, you know, strategic with should he, you know, sometimes he'll come out in a press conference after they have a bad loss and he'll kill the team. Sometimes he'll come out, or, you know, even in a win that they get that he didn't like how they played, he'll kill the team. But sometimes he'll come and be super positive. And, you know, he's just all about reading what he should do that day. And he's just got to keep kind of going with his gut on that.
Anthony, Warriors and Kings tonight. We'll have it on 95.7 The Game with Tim Roy at the behind the microphone. The Kings have played well against the Warriors so far this year. How much of a fun game is this to restart the NBA schedule for Warrior fans? I think this has a chance to be a fun up-and-down game tonight.
Yeah, it's a fun little 1-2 homestand right here with Kings tonight, and then obviously Rockets Saturday on ABC. It's what the Warriors hope is probably their first-round matchup, you know, because the Kings are very fun. They're fast. I remember the last time they played in Sacramento, they combined for the most made threes in a game in NBA history. It was actually beat, I think, by that Rockets-Warriors game a few days later. You know, the Kings also lost all 3 games, too, which is, I think, why the Warriors wouldn't mind playing them, because, you know, with Sacramento's energy, it almost kind of invigorates the Warriors to play harder, and there is that mini little, you know, North Bay rivalry, somewhat Northern California rivalry. So it'll be good to see. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of respect. Draymond Green and other Warriors have been super complimentary of De'Aaron Fox. Kevin Durant's a big fan of Willie Cauley-Stein. Harrison Barnes now adds to this rivalry a little bit. This will be the first time seeing him as part of the Kings. So it's a good matchup, and again, I think I almost think the Warriors wouldn't mind taking a loss tonight just to help Sacramento potentially get that 8th seed over the Lakers.
Read his pieces on The Athletic. It's Anthony Slater. He covers the Warriors at theathletic.com. His story, 7 storylines to follow as the Warriors enter the stretch run, is up right now. Anthony, thanks for your time. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Anthony Slater of The Athletic. As we get set to open up the, quote, second half, I think Anthony brought up a good point about the Western Conference. So I thought we would take a look at the state of the West, gentlemen. My fellow Americans, as we look at the state of the Western Conference, thank you for potting that down just a skosh as we get presidential here, James. The Western Conference, we know the Warriors are the commander-in-chief. They are in the Oval Office. They are running S in the West. But who would you like to see as their primary opponent, their first-round opponent in the caucuses as we move toward Election Day in April?
If it's just me and we're in Iowa and we're trying to decide who we're going to throw our efforts behind, may I make the case for the team 90 miles to the east?
The State of the Union, we got to applaud every sentence.
The Sacramento Kings have earned the respect of many NBA watchers. For those who enjoy watching a game in which their favorite team is not involved, they will oftentimes flip over to see the team in purple. Not the hated team in purple to the south, but the kind of liked and intriguing team just east of us.
Jim Cosmore weighing in. Lorenzo Neal, the State of the West, first round opponent. I have a feeling you're in a different church and a different pew than Mr. Cosmore.
Pew is correct, by the way.
Yes, I am.
The respectable senator from Iowa, you've had your turn.
Yes.
Senator Lorenzo Neal from Lemoore, please.
My fellow Americans, we have here a situation that over the years, there has been one man that has been in the finals 8 consecutive years. It behooves us to go by history and say, wow, have we not seen the last of the great LeBron James? Wouldn't we like history to continue that this man at least make the playoffs? I'm looking forward to this matchup between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. I do believe, and we all know, that the Warriors will be triumphant. There will be a triumphant one day over the Lakers. We do understand that. But that will be the first matchup that I think the world would love to see. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Before we get to rebuttals from Jim Cosimer, we'll tell you Bobby Jackson joins the program in 10 minutes. Bobby Jackson, the Sacramento Kings assistant coach and the pride of the University of Minnesota. Jim, as we continue to look at the state of the West, my fellow Americans, which team in the Western Conference, Jim, do you think poses the greatest threat to this Warriors team making it back to a 5th consecutive NBA Finals? Senator Cosimer from Iowa.
Boy, I'll tell you something. You look at the Western Conference, and I want to pick a team that can push the Warriors. Quite frankly, there might be a team that can take a game from them. I don't think there's a team who can win 4. But if I impose that question, Dan Dibley.
As you were, Senator Cosimer.
Please, Senator Anderson.
Order, please, order.
I must say.
How long is this going to take, sir?
Probably hours.
Show's over at 10.
Or until my next update.
Thank you, Anna.
No problem.
Good reminder. I was about to toss the break.
Please stop, if you will. You've ceded the floor to the great gentleman from the East Bay.
Fans love you.
I would have to say the Oklahoma City Thunder pose the greatest threat to the Warriors of said Golden State. They have matchup issues that could cause great difficulty for a defending NBA champion.
Are you done?
Yes, I am.
Senator Neal, please, you have the floor. Good Lord.
I was very disappointed with the senator's answer and the way in which he answered.
I think we all were.
You asked a simple question, and it deserves a direct answer. That's the thing about the American people. They're tired of individuals hem-homming around and just get off the porch and answer the question. It's the Oklahoma Thunder. There's a guy out of Fresno State, PG-13, Paul George.
His shoes stink.
His shoe has had some problems, and it's going through some things. Very difficult times right now. His shoe is going through some difficult times, but I really believe when you look at what Paul George brings to the table, you look at Westbrook, what he brings to the table. You look at Kenter, what he brings to the table. If you think about the big man and you think about what's going on with the Warriors.
Steven Adams,
when you think about Steven Adams, he's a big man. You watch him in the middle, what he brings to the Oklahoma Thunder. Thank you for correcting me. What you bring to the Thunder, he brings a body, and he's a big man, and he's going to cause a lot of problems. The Warriors have struggled at one point, and they have struggled badly at rebounds. So I really think the Oklahoma Thunder, what they bring to the table, will push this to 5 or 6. I do believe that the Warriors will be victorious. And so,
Congresswoman Kavirakis, your thoughts as we weigh in here.
My thoughts on who will be?
Or your thoughts on this cockamamie bit that's taking 4 minutes.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy.
Talk about my shoes, please.
Oh, those shoes. Almost as good as the PG-2.5s, which are on sale right now, by the way.
Wow.
Between 4.5 and 16% on Nike's website.
Price falling, is what you're saying.
Definitely. Great value right now. Sort of, kind of, not really.
That's incredible. Yeah. Well, for that update and for more on what's going on here at 95.7 The Game, we go immediately back to the great Congresswoman Anna Kakanakis.
All right, thank you, Daniel Dibley. NBA is back today, and the Warriors return to the court tonight in a budding Northern California rivalry against the Kings. Coverage starts with Warriors Live at 6 right here on 95.7 The Game. DeMarcus Cousins will not be on a specific minutes restrictions and will face his old team for the first time since returning from his Achilles injury. Kings assistant coach Bobby Jackson will talk about facing Boogie coming up next, so don't go anywhere. And here's the latest on Bryce Harper. The Giants reportedly are trying hard to get the slugger, but they aren't necessarily fairly optimistic. But stay locked to 95.7 The Game for the latest free agency news. And Ron Wotus will talk to Papa and Bonte today at 2:30. The big story from overnight, Duke star Zion Williamson injured his knee after ripping through his shoe in a huge rivalry game against North Carolina. How bad is this for Nike? We're calling it Shoegate, and we'll talk about it more. So this is sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. I'm Anna Kagadaikis in the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or a door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Join 95.7 The Game at the San Francisco Athletic Club, located at 1750 Divisadero Street, Saturday night, to cheer on your San Francisco Dons men's basketball team when they face Santa Clara at 8 p.m. For info, visit 95.7thegame.com.
Hey, it's Johnny Mosley here, and this is Thursday's Toyota Tahoe Report. Bluebirds rejoice. Skies are clear, and the snow is feeling fine. Hop in your Toyota. You don't want to miss it.
Well, Johnny, great news for the Sierra snowpack. 146% of average because of all of the snow that we've received this season. Well, partly sunny this afternoon, looking at 40% chance of snow showers for today. Highs in the upper 20s with gusts up to 25. New snow accumulation less than half an inch. For KPIX, I'm Mary Lee.
This is Chris and Audrey Dolan of the Dolan Law Firm.
Hey, everybody. Daddy, what gives you the right to say that the Dolan Law Firm has the best lawyers?
I can say the Dolan Law Firm has the best personal injury lawyers because other people do too, like U.S. News and World Report, the best lawyers in America, the San Francisco Examiner, and the SF Weekly, and the over $500 million we've recovered for our clients.
Not bad, Dad.
The Dolan Law Firm, representing people injured by the fault of others. We're the best lawyers we hope you'll never need. DolanLawFirm.com.
Giving a woman a diamond is a good thing to do.
Your diamond will send out shockwaves of love,
shimmering and shining and shouting to the world, this woman is special.
Your love will always be with her,
encouraging her, believing in her every moment of every day.
When she looks at that diamond, she'll think of you.
And then when she sees you, she'll say,
I've been thinking about you all day.
You're thinking of her.
She's thinking of you. A diamond is a good thing to do.
When you're ready to send those shockwaves of love
and shout to the world, this woman is special.
Come to Shreve.
A Shreve diamond out twinkles,
out sparkles,
out glitters and glows,
out shimmers and shines,
and out shouts to the world
any other diamond on earth.
Compare them side by side. You'll see.
Shreve and Company. Luxury timepieces, fine designers, and flawless diamonds.
In Palo Alto, Shreve is perfectly situated in the Stanford Shopping Center.
And the world's most beautiful store is the flagship Shreve at 150 Post off Union Square.
If you know sports, the Bay Area is the place to be. And if you know pest control, Planet Orange is the one to choose. Do what the Bay Area sports teams did. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange, the preferred pest control provider of the San Francisco 49ers, San Jose Sharks, and Stanford Athletics. Termites don't have an off-season. They can live in the wood, eating away at your home year-round. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule a free termite inspection, even on Saturdays. Planet Orange is an innovator in cost-effective, eco-friendly pest control methods, too. They'll customize a pest control program for your needs using botanical solutions to common pest problems, including those pesky bed bugs. So call Planet Orange, and they'll take care of the pests all season long. Call 800-7-ORANGE now for a complimentary pest consultation or to schedule a free termite inspection. That's 800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Mattress Firm Foster Kids doesn't just deliver donated items to foster children. They also deliver hope.
This isn't a backpack. It's a jetpack for opportunity.
Pajamas? This is Knight's armor for battling closet monsters.
I'm gold medalist Simone Biles. Mattress Firm Foster Kids, a program of Ticket to Dream, gives foster kids the confidence to succeed. I should know, I was a foster child too. Donate at your local Mattress Firm or at mattressfromfosterkids.org.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it.
which is why I thank the stars I have a third. Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Forgot, Bobby.
It's the championship hour here of Joe Lowendibs, Dan Dibley, Lorenzo Neal, Jim Cozumore in for Joe Fortenbaugh, who will be back on Monday. And, of course, tonight it's the Warriors at Sacramento as we tip off the second half of the NBA season. And in honor of that, we go to Sacramento. We bring in the Sacramento Kings assistant coach, Bobby Jackson. Bobby, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on 95.7 The Game. How you doing?
Morning, fellas. How you guys doing, man?
Doing really well, Bobby. How much excitement is there around your club knowing that the second half, quote-unquote, is opening, and for the first time in the better part of a decade, the Kings are right in the mix for a playoff spot?
Oh, it's super exciting. You know, we've got a young team, guys that's hungry to make the playoffs, and these next 25 games, we'll see how it unfolds.
Hey, Bobby, it's Coz here. Thanks for joining us here today. We appreciate it, man. How far ahead are you guys than where you thought you were going to be? For a lot of people, they're looking at the Kings saying, where did this come from? You guys might have known it internally, but are you guys a little bit ahead of schedule from where you thought you were going to be? And if so, what are some of the reasons you're ahead?
You know what? I think the talent. You know, I think the talent, you know, when Lottie put this team together, you know, I think he's done a great job of understanding what we needed. We wanted to build through the draft, and we wanted to get talented players. And I think, you know, we've come along faster than we thought we would come along. And the guys still have to figure out how to be pros, but also get better and develop their games. But I think the guys understand where we're at, and I think it's just how we play. We try to play faster than anybody else in this league.
Sure.
And I think that benefits us because we are so young. And we got young legs. And I think playing fast helps us. We still have to figure out how to finish games and, you know, understand how to play at a competitive level every single night and be consistent. And that comes in due time when you have a young team. But we're happy with where we're at, and the guys are constantly thriving and striving in every day in practice.
Bob, it's your boy Lo Neal here. You definitely playing at another place. You guys running up and down, pushing up and down the court. What did Harrison Barnes, that trade, how does that help the team, and what does he bring to the table?
Oh, man, he brings a lot. You know, number one, he's an NBA champion. He's a great guy. He's a constant pro. The guy is probably the first guy in the building.
Sure.
Every single day, at least 2 hours before practice, getting his work done, taking care of his body, and then, you know, understanding that, you know, preparing and getting the shots in and developing his game. And I think that type of guy, he's going to help, you know, nurture and show the young guys how this league really works, you know, and he understands that. And I like the deal. I like bringing Harrison in because we need it. Not saying that the rest of the guys wasn't at that at teaching the young guys how to be pro. He's just doing it at a different level.
How has Dave Yeager been able to adapt his style to a team that not necessarily fits his style? He more of a defensive coach, the Kings trying to go up and down. How have those two styles melded together to make Sacramento so successful?
Well, it tells you how good of a coach Dave Yeager is, you know, because in Memphis, his style was, you know, slow pace, pound the ball inside to Zebo and Marc Gasol. And, you know, I think sometimes as a coach, you have to adapt and you have to change your game. You have to change style of play based on the guys you have. And I think that says, you know, it shows you what type of coach Dave Yeager is when he can come from playing one style and then change it up and turn it to another style and play at a fast tempo. So it shows you that he's willing to be a coach that understands to his players, understanding to how this league is working, but also just being able to get the guys to play at a high level every single night.
Former Kings great Bobby Jackson joining us, 95.7 The Game. We've got Warriors-Kings tonight on 95.7 The Game, 7:30 tip-off. Bobby, Marvin Bagley is a guy who a lot of people want to see more of. How has his transition gone? I know he had the hiccup when he had a little knee issue at one point during the season, but he has come on strong lately. What does he do differently, or what does he do to help change what the Kings can do offensively?
Marvin's going to be fine. You know, he's a constant gym guy, you know, and Marvin's biggest thing is probably figuring out how to play the game, slowing down, taking advantage of different areas. But I think Marvin's going to be great in that aspect because he has a high motor, you know, and he excels when he gets on the floor. You know, and you don't have to draw up a play for Marvin to be successful on the basketball court. And that's the one thing I love about him. I love his athleticism. He's getting better every single day. The good thing about Mark, he wants to play, he wants to compete, and he wants minutes. Does he deserve more minutes? Of course. You know, I think, you know, in due time that'll come, but the kid is growing by leaps and bounds every single game and every single time he steps on the floor.
Bobby, in football, we all have a saying that offense entertains, but defense wins championships. When you look at the way you guys play at that fast up-tempo pace, how do you have that balance? And what are some of the things you guys do you have to get your defense up a little more?
Well, I think on the defensive side, we do work on defense, but it's tough to, you know, the league alone, they want the scoring to go up.
Sure.
You know, so it's a scoring league. And just because, you know, our numbers are not showing on the defense side of the ball, we do work on things. And it takes time when you have a young team to figure out how to play certain angles, how to defend certain people, and how to be locked in every single game as a 19-year-old, as a 20-year-old. So those are growing pains that you grow through. But we do work on defense, and we do hold the guys accountable, and they know it. It's just the experience that comes with it. It's just going to take time for those guys to get there. But we have guys that's willing to play at a high level every single night. And the numbers may not show that we're there, but I can tell you that we work on defense. But our style of play, we want to get in, we want to go, and then we want to try to score as fast as we can. So you got to kind of pick where you want, what kind of team you want to be. Mm-hmm. So we chose to be a fast-paced transition team.
One more with Bobby Jackson before we let you go. Last night, college basketball had center stage in American sports. Zion Williamson, a Duke, rips through his shoe and hurts his knee in the opening minute of the Duke-Carolina game. Have you ever seen anything like that? And what was your reaction when you saw the big fella go completely through his Nike, Bobby?
No, I've never seen anything like that, especially when, you know, it wasn't like he just came to a complete stop. It wasn't like he was in transition and he came to a complete stop. Like, he was just dribbling basketball and he planted and he came out of his feet. But it shows you the force that the young kid has as an athlete, and thankfully that he's okay. You know, and the second thing I thought about was, there's about to be a shoe. It's about to be between Adidas, Puma, and Nike. Now Adidas and Puma has the upper hand on bidding for Zion Williams once the draft happens.
You think Nike's going to outbid him? Just too much money? Or you think he'll just now?
He's going to have to.
By far, huh?
Nike's going to have to outbid him.
Dude is coming with his own shoe, maybe even.
Yeah, but Zion grew up. He's a Adidas kid. A lot of people don't know that he played under Adidas armor for AAU basketball. So I think they have the upper hand. But who knows? You know. But you know, that's the good thing about watching and being able to commentate and speak on issues like that, because you just don't know. You know, I just know it hurts Nike just a little bit, but Nike's been around for so many years. they're still a powerhouse in this game.
And Nike stock down 1%, but recovering as the news cycle continues to spin. Bobby Jackson, thank you for joining us. Enjoy the game tonight. Good luck to the Kings, and perhaps we'll revisit this conversation in the playoffs in April.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. We're looking forward to it.
All right, buddy. Take care.
B. Jack, he's the best.
There we go. Every interview has to end with Lowe ordaining that guest as being the best. I do want to get into the Zion Williamson shoe gate a little bit more, but first, Anna Kagadakis with a shameless plug of her podcast.
Oh, yes. My goodness,
yes,
gracious.
Yes, of course, a great shameless plug, actually. So Community Champions, new podcast is up. I had a great conversation with Sundance award-winning filmmakers Christina Constantini and Darren Foster. They did a great movie called Science Fair. It's a documentary that won last year at Sundance, and the 49ers basically had a free screening for students because it actually promotes STEM education. Absolutely hilarious. Great film. It's going to be premiering National Geographic on that channel in May. So listen to the conversation. Really great conversation with them talking about the whole Hollywood scene, also how this movie got together. So really fun talk. Again, Community Champions.
And where do we find this podcast?
You can go to iTunes, Stitcher, also 957thegame.com. It's there on the front page. So you can go there and just get it there.
Listen. Outstanding. Another episode of Golazo Supremo coming later today,
yes,
with Rick Tittle and myself as we take a look at the Champions League and the world of soccer. But Jim, you were exalting, you were celebrating during the Bobby Jackson interview.
Sure. Yes, I was.
Explain to the audience why you were so thrilled at his comments about Zion Williamson and the shoe.
It's clear when we get to hear from somebody in their chosen game, a basketball player speaking about basketball players, not cross-pollinations of guys who played other games, children's games, trying to spew their business about another grown man's game. When Bobby Jackson, I think he laid it out as clearly as possible that Nike is going to lose out to Puma and Adidas and to New Balance and to whoever it is out there, because Zion will not go back to Nike. Bobby Jackson.
I thought Bobby Jackson had some great points. I thought the biggest thing that I took away...
Well, he's the best. First of all, you said he was the best.
Well, I think that what I took away, though, sure, Jimmy, I think you got to realize what I took away and what you took away is probably two different things. I think the most profound thing to say, this guy was an Adidas guy in AAU. So when he played AAU basketball, he was with Adidas. So this is something that he grew up with. And a lot of these kids, believe it or not, in sixth, fifth grade, they already have shoe deals where they're getting shoes, they're wearing these shoes because they understand.
Gear? Are they getting gear?
Because they understand the importance of the brand. And these companies go out there and they give these guys these shoes. They want them in their brand, and they don't care. They throw millions of dollars out there because, hey, I know if this guy one hits, it's going to continue to build our brand. So I think that Zion understands what's at stake, and I just still believe that Nike's in this game, and they're going to be in this game. And I think that they have the most money, and they've been around, and I just think that they're going to prevail. That's all I'm saying.
Couple of fascinating questions, I think, before we get to what shoe he eventually endorses as a pro. And Lo, you intimated this earlier, 2 points. One, if you got time for us to answer these last couple questions, one would be the idea of him returning. It's just a mild knee sprain, according to his coach, Coach Krzyzewski, which a week, maybe 2 weeks, he should be eligible to come back. Let's assume he's better in 2 weeks and he decides he wants to come back and play for Duke in the ACC tournament or in the NCAA tournament. Do you imagine him going back to a Nike shoe, switching shoes? How does he handle that if he comes back as an amateur?
That is going to be very, very, very interesting to see what he does and see if he switches shoes. I think that he's going to have the opportunity now to say, even if the university signed with Nike, I think that now he's in a very, very favorable situation if he decides to play, that he doesn't wear Nike. I wouldn't. That's a situation that if I'm in that situation now, I'm like, you know what? I'll wear another shoe because now I'm playing the game. They're playing checkers. I'm playing chess. I'm saying, nope, I'm not going to wear those shoes. And now, but you know what though? I'm not out of the question. We're not out of the question. We still can. I'm going to talk to you after the tournament. Now he has the power. Ain't no fun. My daddy told me ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
Amen.
And I think that's what Zion right now, he's in the driver's seat. But I'll tell you right now, it's going to behoove whoever's his representation, whether it's dad or whether it's his uncle, whoever it may be. Even if he wants to come back, they're going to tell him not to. I think that's where we're at in this situation, because we know what Coach K wants. We understand he wants this guy out there. Hey, it's a mild spring, and I understand he's going to be in his ear. I'm telling you right now, if he's got an agent or if they got some stuff going on,
that's illegal.
It's illegal to have an agent, and I'm told he does have an $8 million insurance policy in case he falls out of the first round, which would kick in if the injury was far more severe.
Don't worry about it.
Jim, what about the notion of wanting to play in March Madness, the NCAA tournament? It's one of these things that when you go to the NBA, and you know it better than anyone, you're not guaranteed to make the playoffs.
Nope.
I mean, Sacramento hasn't sniffed it in, what, 10 years?
12 years, longest 12 drought seasons. In the NBA.
12 seasons, no playoffs. So for Zion, if you're the number one pick overall, you're probably not going to a good team. You're probably not going to the NBA playoffs. And if you are, you're probably not making a deep run. What about the notion that he might want to play in the NCAA tournament one time?
Life is about building experiences. It's not always about just making the most money you can, but he's going to make a lot of money. Life is about experiences. He should be playing in the NCAAs if he's healthy, because when he's older, he can say, I won an NCAA championship. I was with my guys. Or I lost the NBA championship game. Life's about memories, man. It's about building ideals. It's what
Amen,
you did.
Amen, Jim.
That's what it's about.
I spoke yesterday to the Redwood High School basketball team. Shout out Steve Campagno and the Redwood Giants in their North Coast Section playoff game at O'Dowd. I happened to be there. The coach of Redwood, Steve Campagno, who I've known for four decades, said, hey, would you speak to the team pregame? I channeled my inner Lo Neal, and I was looking for something inspirational to say.
Amen.
And I said largely what you just said. I said, boys, lads, gather around old Uncle Dibs here for just a moment, if you would. This is about the experience. It's not about the win or the loss, and I think they lost by 12. It's about the experience of being in the playoffs and going through that competitive situation.
Yes.
So I'm in the same church as you. I'm in the same pew as you.
Yes.
We're sitting side by side, and we're sharing the same
hymnal.
We're
reading out of the same hymnal.
Amen, Lo.
Because it's, when he's done playing, he wants to remember things like that.
Wants
he's going to have his money.
Going to have it.
You guys are funny.
You mean to tell me you don't sit back now? Yeah, listen. Hold on. Let me just ask you something. If you didn't wrestle, you'd have made how much more? $200,000 more? $300,000 more? What's better in your mind? The fact that you busted your ass, you worked your whole life to become the third best wrestler, and you wanted to go for the gold. When you're sitting on your chair and you got grandkids, you're going to be able to tell them, hey, you know what? I had a decision to make. I busted my butt for my entire life. I could have walked away from it, but I gave it my all. Then you're going to tell them to go give their all. Life's about building experiences.
Experiences.
If a bullfrog wouldn't have a tail, it wouldn't bust his ass. And here's what you have to realize. When you're sitting there, because you got to realize a bullfrog starts as a minto, right? And so he has a tail.
He's in a Mentos commercial.
You know what I'm talking about. And y'all act like a man, but say I'm not making sense. Say it, it's not true.
Say true friend.
True friend. What does a frog start at?
I didn't know at first.
It has a tail. That's why you use the same. So y'all ain't country. That's how we do it. That's why. So I made sense to me. Maybe you guys don't know. Did you know that?
I knew that it had a tail. I didn't know it was called a minto.
Yeah, what is it called?
I don't know.
Okay. Minnow.
A tadpole.
Yeah. It's called a tadpole.
And what else? Okay. Anyways, I know what they call. And trust me. But all I'm saying is this. Even though you can sit down with your grandparents, grandkids, and all that stuff and say, you know what, I blew out my shoe, I came back at a spring knee, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go try to win an NCAA title, and I went out there, you know what, and I got hurt, and it really hurt my career, and I didn't play. That's not what I want to remember. I can buy memories. I think when you look at the situation, though, I think with this particular injury, what's going on, I understand exactly what you're saying. Opportunity, you don't get this again, he's young, don't get to go to NCAAs again, has a chance to win the national title, but I'm telling you right now, you play to win, I understand that, but also you want to be able to change your life, and I really believe this young man's not going to play, and I don't think it behooves him to play. That's all.
With $200,000, how would that have changed your life?
Mine is totally different. This is a guy you're talking about millions. I'm just telling you, in my opinion, I wasn't hurt. I chose to wrestle because I wasn't hurt. I was healthy. I was 100% healthy.
If he's hurt, I don't want him to play either.
But you're asking a guy to go out there after 2 weeks, he's going to be sitting, and now go out there and go and rinse that he's going to be rusty. He's not in basketball shape. He's going to be a little fatigued. There's a lot of different things that can happen. I just don't think the risk is worth the reward. That's all.
All right. Fair enough. Hey,
what about that bullfrog? You looked it up?
I was looking. The bullfrog is not called a Mento, the baby bullfrog. I was able to learn about how bullfrogs mate, so I guess thank you.
Is it polywog?
It's
polywog, yes. Nico, whatever they
Polywana are. Polywana cracker is what it was.
Yeah, they're but they have it when they, and then they
My God, this program. It is so great.
You know what I was... That's what...
The fact that I know what you're saying speaks to our 3 years together on this very radio program.
I was going
to
say, yeah, you speak low.
And we should probably end it right there, because if a bullfrog didn't have a tail, that's why he broke his butt somehow. I don't even know what the saying is, but...
Busted something.
Yeah, somebody busted something. We should probably limp away from the program at this point. I do want to thank...
Way down yonder.
I want to thank Sam Amick for coming on. Thanks, Anthony Slater and Bobby Jackson. And shout out Greg Papa, who blew us off. Was it me or was it Cozumel?
No, it was me. It was me.
We're going to answer that question tomorrow.
God dang it. I got to see him tonight at NBC. I don't want to talk to him in the morning.
Oh, we have a late, very late, very late flag on low. He couldn't make it the whole show. Thank you, Top Rope, for joining in.
No problem.
For Anna, for Low, for my buddy Jim Cozumel.
What the hell, Anna?
We will see you all tomorrow as Coz, Low, and Dibs returns right here on 95.7 The Game.
Hold on, Jimmy.
Isn't Jay-Z...
Jimmy.
Isn't Jay-Z
Jimmy,
the design Ray, expert Jimmy, for Puma?
Jimmy. Now, Jimmy, let me finish, Jimmy. Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.